This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
I have a different perspective of accountability as my third value in my life, and accountability is about learning, because life's about lessons. It's that simple. The life's about lessons. The lessons will keep on coming to you on and off the field until you learn them. Once you learn them, then you move on. And so we need to be accountable to learn lessons. Number one, ask yourself, when things don't go your way or when they don't go as you think they should, ask yourself, what did I do? What did I do to be responsible for that? And what am I supposed to learn from it? Two, what did I do to attract this to myself? There's a universe that has a law of attraction. And when you put the right energy into the universe, when you think about what you want, your coach told me a story today about how he wrote, I'm going to be a D1 coach at 35 right on his mirror. There's no accident. No accident that he's the head coach here at 35. You know why they call it a coincidence? Because it's when your attention, when you focus in on what you want, not what other people want, not what's missing, not what you don't have, but what you want, when you focus in on what you want in your life and pay attention to it by putting it on your mirror, by creating a vision board, by putting it on your screensaver on your phone, and then you give it your intention. When you give it your intention, you do everything you can every day. You say everything you can every day. You think everything you can every day. You feel it and believe it. When you pay attention to what you want and give it your intention, I promise you one thing. The coincidences, the coinciding of the universe, the law of attraction, you will be responsible and attract what you want in your life. And if you're not, ask yourself, what am I doing? What am I supposed to learn from it? And then finally, understanding the power of your self-perception. You see, perception does two things. It expands the limitations that most people put on their life. There's two things that will limit you. I promise you, on the field and off the field. Play by play, day by day, year by year. The first thing that will limit you is how are you participating in the perception of your past? What meaning are you giving to the failures, mistakes, setbacks, shortages, voids, obstacles of your past? What meaning are you giving that? Is it one of punishment or is it one of promotion and protection? I remember I was a millionaire 9 months out of law school, multimillionaire by 95, worth over $100 million when I ran Samsung's phone division, worth even more when I ran Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, the most notable sports agency in the world, married to my dream girl, had more money than I ever dreamed of. I grew up poor. My mom used to drive me around in between her two jobs with a paper bag full of my dinner just so we could eat. I had everything, but when I lost everything, I had access to what billionaires could afford. I ran the most notable sports agency. I represent Warren Moon, Troy Aikman, Steve Young, Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield, Oscar De La Hoya, Sabathia Ramirez. That's just to name a few. I had everything in my life, and I lost it all. And I will tell you, the day I lost it all, while the only reason I wanted to be rich was to buy my mom a house. Anybody here want to be rich so they can buy their mom something? Yeah. Raise your hand and keep it up. I'm telling you, it's a great thing to want to coincide. But I was the idiot that I'd go walk up to his mom's house and tell her not only that I had lost everything, but I forgot to take my name off her title. Here I was years later with everything in the world. Married my dream girl, had three beautiful daughters, all under 10, and I had to tell my mom I lost her house and she had to move. When I knocked on her door, I immediately started to cry. She said to me, are you okay? I was like, yeah. Are the kids okay? Is your wife? Yeah. What's the matter? I'm like, mom, I lost everything. Yeah, well, it's okay. No, I lost your house. You need to move. She said, no, it's okay. Do you need any money? Can I help you? I'm like, mom, I don't think you heard me. I lost your house and you have to move. She said, I heard you. Are you okay? I told my mom that day, I said, I feel so punished. Why did this happen to me? I've always done everything I'm supposed to do. Got great grades in school. I, believe it or not, don't laugh. I'm pre-warning this. I played college football. You had to laugh, didn't you? Well, there's only one truthful person in here. Yeah, I could run scared faster than most of you can angry, I promise. Not anymore, though. So don't try it. Don't get angry. But I told my mom, I said, I'm punished. Why'd this happen to me? And she looked at me and she said, son, you got to be accountable for everything in your life. I said, Mom, I don't think I believe in God. Why would he punish me that way? Why would he punish you? And she said, son, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God. That changed my life because that day I decided that the meaning of my past, of my bankruptcy, of my losing everything, all the mistakes, failures, setbacks that I had in front of me, the meaning I was going to give it was protection, promotion, and love. I'm here for a reason, and I was going to practice my potential, just like I did with such a low basement of skills and knowledge to play football. I had a huge delta in my life. I did, and reached still today, made all my money back, have done so many things in my life. People say, what's the closest to your potential you've lived? It was playing football in college. And I wasn't very good. My college coach, I interviewed him, and I said, well, you know, I was an average Division III college football player. He said, no, you're pretty much below average. But that was my potential because I learned these values of gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability. I ask myself every day, what am I doing to participate in the meaning of my past? Why do I do that? Because your future will be limited only by the meaning of your past. If you're not looking for the light, the love, and the lessons of what you've learned, play by play, day by day, year by year, then you're missing out. That's what we're here for, to expand and grow and learn from the mistakes that we make on and off the field. You are protected, promoted, and loved. Give your past that meaning. You are protected, promoted, not punished. You will limit your own future. Now, the second thing that limits your future is your own self-image. You will never overachieve your own self-image. I'm going to repeat that. You will never overachieve your own self-image. So if you think in limiting ways, oh, you know, we can't do that. I can't do that. I can't get this grade. I can't go to the pros. I can't do this. I'll never be able to afford this. I promise you one thing, whether you think you can or you can't, either way, you're right. I've seen so many people with extraordinary talent, skills, and desire limit themselves, not just by thinking they're victims, by being punished, but by limiting their self-image. Don't limit it. You can do whatever you want to do. Put the pictures up on your mirror of what you see for yourself. And don't listen to what other people think. I probably have more followers than anyone in here. That's probably as surprising as me being a college football player. And I can tell you when people post on my Instagram, you know, oh, what does he know? He's fat. He's stupid. He stole gratitude from Gary Vee. Whatever other stupid things they say. It still hurts my feelings, as stupid as it is. So I know what it's like to care about what other people think. When you play football at a university like this, people are going to think things and say things and do things about you and to you that have no relevance in your life if you know who you are. Too many people live their life, I want more happiness, more health, more wealth, more worthiness in my life. I need more. No, you don't. You already are. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. Let's figure out what you're doing to interfere with it, because we all live in a universe of everything for everyone. You're just stopping it. It's your potential, your greatness that you will find by giving the meaning to your past and learning from it to get you into a divine direction in a divine time of where you want to be or better. There is no limitations. You are the limitations to what you want and who you can be and become. Now, you can't sit at home, high on your mom's couch, dreaming about what you want. That's not going to do it. You got to do it every single day. You got to do it, say it, believe it, feel it, all every single day where you want to be or better. That's what gets you there. That's the effective communication with other people as being one, and of course, this omniscient, all-powerful source, whatever you believe religiously, philosophically, theoretically, spiritually, I don't care. I just hope that you believe like I do, that there's something bigger than you that knows everything, is all powerful, and it loves you, protects you, and promotes you more than your mom.